Extreme Anime Radio.
Salutations and good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Extreme Anime Radio podcast. It feels like it's been a while. Well, it has been a while. It's been like another 3 weeks or so since we last did this. April 25th, 2024. I am JR, coming to you from my home airport, as you can see in the background. And joining me, as per usual, is Mr. Neff Canuck. Hello, sir.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. It's been a little bit of a crunch at work for me in my real-life job, so my brain is like, but I'm getting through.
Well, didn't you also have some minor dental work recently?
Yeah, well, I'll say that again. That's what I felt, that noise, when I felt it yesterday. Yeah, I had a nice little filling pop out in part, so I had to take care of that yesterday. And I think the dentist did a little bit of a better job this time on the tooth compared to last time. I'm not getting a lot of food stuck in between the teeth now compared to last time.
Was this the same dentist?
Yes.
Okay, so he obviously decided, okay, I'm going to actually put some effort in this time.
No, she's good, though. She's been in the family for quite a long time. You know, we've been going to her for quite a while, so.
I'm just going to ask, out of sheer curiosity, define quite a while.
Oh, boy. Got to be at least 10 years, maybe a little more than that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm coming up to 40 with mine, so.
Oh,
I figure when he retires, it's time for, you know, the fake teeth. Because I don't know if I'll trust anybody else.
We'd like to thank everybody for tuning in or listening to us. Remember, we are at Spotify/Anchor at anchor.fm/anime radio. If you'd like to listen to the podcasts, that's a thing that I'm going to mention in a second about Anchor and Spotify. If you're listening to us and you want to watch us and understand what we have going on in our backgrounds, for example, literally, twitch.tv/extremeanimeradio. Welcome to Liz. Welcome to Bree. And yes, Neff, the time has come. I'm going to have to finally dig in and sign up for a Spotify account, something I have never done up until this point. Because sometime next month, I'm going to be required to have a Spotify account if I want to continue using Spotify for podcasters to upload the podcast.
They'll monetize anything these days.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'll just make it harder, just, you know, go through and stuff. So now I got to sign up for a personal account, and then I got to merge the podcast into there, but you can, yeah. I'm reading these conflicted reports. Well, you can keep this, but you have to give away this, so I don't know.
I was going to say, you'll get an account and you'll meet their new virtual DJ, well, new, in air quotes, virtual DJ X. I listen to this virtual DJ and I go, I've been replaced by that.
Mm. Yeah. So yeah, that's some rigmarole I'm gonna have to go through. You know, whenever I have the time off, because it's getting into crunch time where we're dealing with new equipment where I work, and they want the equipment to be running by the middle of next month. So I'm working on days that I would normally not work. Plus, I have some vacation that I had to rejiggle so that I can, you know, make sure I get my affairs straightened out before I make not one summer trip, but two summer trips. Well, yeah, it'll be kind of like technically late spring, but I have to go upstate for work twice this year. First is happening quite soon.
Does the first one require you to stay for a period of time?
Or almost 2 weeks.
Oh dear, so you'll be living out of suitcases for 2 weeks. How pleasant. Yuck.
And then I come back for a month and I leave for 2 months.
Ew.
Yeah. So I have to straighten that out. And speaking of straightening things out, I'll just mention this real quick. The last few streams we've tried, pretty much doing Ace Attorney, I've been running into some internet connection problems here. So I just want to put this out there. I've done as many things as I can to see if the stream can be stabilized. As I've mentioned before, Wi-Fi right now is the only option. Although I'm speaking with the powers that be, those being my folks, and we're trying to see what other alternate arrangements we can make, and maybe potentially doing a little project that would actually take an Ethernet connection from the router that sits upstairs into my apartment. That's probably a long ways away, but in the meantime, things I've done, I've reset the router. I've done a driver update to the Wi-Fi receiver that I have here, and I've actually relocated the Wi-Fi receiver. It's sitting on top of the computer case right now, so that nothing, you know, not really close to anything much, so maybe has a clearer line of sight, even though it still has to go through, you know, a few walls, unfortunately. So hopefully, cross your fingers that this will hold up, but if for some reason the live stream were to drop tonight, you know why. The recording will not be affected. The recording that I'm doing, that will be published later. But if the live stream goes away for some reason, or just dips and comes back, you'll understand why that's the case. And I know Neff's got a tip or two in mind.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking about this and I'm going, oh yeah, I remember. Wasn't it the last time we did a stream where I suddenly dropped because Discord decided to lose its mind?
Correct. I think that was two or three podcasts ago, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like technology. When it works, great. When it doesn't, you want to tear out your hair. Except, you know, I'm a little late for that.
So I just want to keep that in mind and let everybody know. I want to give a shout out to Bree, obviously, because Bree was here visiting for a few days here in the greatest city in the world. And hint, hint, the picture you see behind me is a picture of our local airport from the where we stayed while she visited. So it was cool, actually, on the final night before she left, looking out the window when we got back to the room and watching the planes land at the airport over our heads. So it was quite a scene.
I'm trying to remember if I've ever stayed at that particular hotel, because I think I know the one you're talking about.
Probably not, because it's new.
Oh, it's a new one.
It is the Renaissance Tangram in Flushing. So it's in Chinatown, Flushing.
Ah, yes, Flushing, New York. And, you know, cue that Henny Youngman joke. Flushing, New York. I think it's a good idea.
It's also next to Flushing Bay, where when the tide is low, it's a real stink, if you know what I mean.
Ooh. Break out the air deodorizer. Oof.
But we couldn't tell what we were. lovely area, and if you're a fan of Asian culture and cuisine, then that's the perfect spot. You have to deal with the traffic, the vehicular traffic in the area, but other than that, nice place to stay. We went to a bakery, and right out of the exit, and you know, just maybe like maybe not even 100 feet, entrance to the Tangram Mall, brand new Asian mall, one of a few in the area, where you can enjoy all sorts of wonderful things, including Neff, an anime store, a gacha store, which just opened after Bree left. I believe it's open by now. And of course, Kura Sushi.
I can hear my wallet screaming in pain already.
So I think it's going to be a nice place that you're going to enjoy, Neff, next time you head out in this direction. We had the Kura. We had our usual 15 plates and got a prize. And then we actually got a couple of things from the anime store. Brie was in heaven. Yes, I know. So was I. It was amazing to be there. We had a dessert while we were there. Just take my money. And also, Neff, we ended up in that area and a few other places we visited. Because we went out into Manhattan, Brie and I, we walked around a little bit, saw Grand Central, went into Central Park a little bit, came back, and we ran into the Kinokuniya in Bryant, next to Bryant Park. And then the following day we went to Mitsuo, we went to the Kinokuniya there. So between all those locations, we purchased some items for the Anime North charity auction that are en route to you now.
Well, thank you very much. It's very much appreciated because the Anime North Charity Auction is Canada's largest fan-run anime convention. Mm-hmm. And this year, things are going to be a little bit different. What chief of which is our location for the charity auction display, because they're going to be reorganizing a lot of the space, mm-hmm. because we've got more space in an adjoining building now.
Okay.
So we're literally going to be as you come in to the main building. With mm-hmm. the charity auction display. Nice. Now, the auction itself, excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. We'll be in the Cohen Ballroom of the Toronto Congress Center. And this year, I will be there. Hopefully, you know, not strapped to a hospital bed, but I will be there.
Yes, I know the charity auction is close and dear to your heart, so I know it, Toronto Sick Kids Hospital is going to benefit greatly.
Yes, as I always say, as a former Sick Kids kid, I try to help where I can. And this is one of those things where I can actually, you know, put in effort and actually, you know, do some more good than just, you know, throwing money at them.
Yeah.
Which I do as well.
Yes. is it okay to mention the items that are en route, or should we wait until you get them? Or?
Well... we might drop a hint. I mean, by next week, the background behind me will be different, hopefully, because I have put in a request and it's been approved for actual official Anime North 2024 graphics. So we might want to wait till we do this next, you know, because it won't be, we're going to be doing it long before the auction. So we can talk a little bit more detail about what you've managed to snag. I actually managed to snag a few things.
Okay.
Because after the last Anime North meeting, we went to Square One. You've been there, the large mall near my home. We plugged in the car a bit so it could, you know, get its own feed while we went wandering through the mall. Mm. We went to a store called Tsukushi Mart. Probably butchering the name. And they had a wonderful food section. Now, in that food section, they had... canned drinks. Now, the canned drinks in question that I purchased 10 cans. What comes in tens in the anime world?
Oh.
You should know this.
I should know this.
near.
Not canned coffee, not Pocari Sweat. What comes in tens?
No. It's not. It's what's on the cans that comes in tens.
Oh, I'm lost right now. Remember, I've had a long day.
Inners and outers. That's your next clue. And the only clue you'll need.
Inners and outers. I'm still lost, believe it or not. I'm sorry.
Okay, now I cannot remember the catchphrase to save my life. Of course, we're live on air. Suniquate o shokyo.
Oh, Sailor Moon.
Bingo. All 10 senshi, inner, outer, and chibiusa, various flavors of soft drinks.
Oh, boy. Okay, no, I was trying to pinpoint a specific brand and not a specific, well, not that brand.
Well, I couldn't actually tell you the brand of soda, honestly. I just sort of said, okay, cool cans. Mm-hmm. They are going to be good for at least a year. So if somebody wants to buy them and, you know, hold on to them and drink them in a year, they'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, keep them and just, you know. But it was like, okay, there's this senshi. And then I noticed there's something missing.
Mm.
And it was so depressing. Emphasis on the soda.
Mm.
That would be Tuxedo Common.
Yeah, but no tuxedo mask. No Tuxedo mask, huh?
Nope. So it's just all the senshi, and it's like, even Sailor Saturn, okay.
Mm.
I wonder how deadly her drink is.
So they're all different flavors. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct, sir.
Wow.
So what I'll do at some point is I'll get you a picture of these 10 cans. I'll line them up real pretty like, and you can take a look and see. And like I said, some of the flavors I looked at, and I'm going, no, hell no. But there were a few I wouldn't mind trying, so I may go back and buy a separate couple of them for myself.
All right. Well, I'll just do a little tease for one. You know my favorite character. What's the blue drink like?
I can't remember. I like I said, I looked at every can, and I looked at some of them, and there was lychee, there was lime soda, there was... It might have been a blueberry. It might have been.
Okay, that might make sense.
Would actually be kind of appropriate, yes.
Okay. Nice. So, yes, definitely we will talk about Anime North the next time we do a podcast where you have the logos, and I think we can go through more about what you've got planned. Now, Neff, you have, as your background tonight, a microphone. And that is a tribute to a Canadian broadcaster who lived a long life and was one of the main voices of Canada's national sport. So please tell us, Neff, who was Bob Cole?
Bob Cole was an announcer on Hockey Night in Canada. He primarily served for Leafs games together with Harry Neal, but did do other Canadian teams as well. He was there from around... I'm going to pull out the Wikipedia page, so bear with me one second while I do that. He actually moved to television because he originally started broadcasting in radio for CBC Radio in 1969 and moved to television in 1973 when Hockey Night in Canada expanded its coverage.
Mm-hmm.
He was lead play-by-play for Hockey Night in Canada from 1980 until 2008.
Wow.
And then he was basically shuffled off to a secondary role until after the Rogers deal went through, he was eventually retired. Now, there is much discussion about whether or not he went willingly or he was basically told, no, you are basically done. So his last game was, I'm just looking at the actual date, April the 6th of 2019. It was a Toronto Maple Leafs Montreal Canadiens game.
Mm.
And the thing was, for me, Bob Cole was one of those influences if you had any inkling that you might want to broadcast at all.
Mm-hmm.
His voice, his mannerisms, he told a story and he let things breathe. Like, you would see things, like, in terms of iconic calls, Now, he also did Olympics. He also did the Soviet series. And one of his most famous calls was the night that basically the Russian Red Army was playing against the Philadelphia Flyers. I think this was 1974 or thereabouts.
Wow.
And he basically was saying, as the Russians are like, you know, we're sick of getting pounded by the Flyers, because this was back in the Broad Street Bullies days, when they could actually do this and not get, you know, suspended for 20 games to life. So he was like, they're going home.
Yeah,
that's it. They're going home. And, you know, the funny part of that was eventually they came back on the ice when the promoter said to them as they came off the ice, you don't play, you don't get paid. So they came back on the ice and, you know, there went that. And again, he broadcast several Olympics, including the first gold medal for Canada in over 50 years in 2002. And so his icon, his litany of work for hockey in Canada, literally, I grew up listening to him. Literally. And it's that sort of, and again, it wasn't just that he was good at his job. He was a genuinely decent human being. I mean, the players loved him. And of course, this was an era where things were a little different between, you know, players and the media. But he was one person who could literally, you know, he'd walk into a room and everybody would just stop because they knew it was Bob Cole. Right? And to be that kind of a broadcaster that is so revered, and not just locally, because there are iconic local broadcasters,
right?
But nationally in Canada, you know, and I mean, if you've ever had the pleasure of listening to one of his calls in the United States, you know, you've listened to greatness. And I encourage you, look up Bob Cole on YouTube, and you'll hear some of his most iconic stuff. And you'll be left, I mean, you'll be left going, he has a voice that is distinct, and he can tell a story like no one else can. And that's something that we're not getting with modern announcers. Modern announcers are, you know, I won't say robotic, but they don't have that same ability to let things breathe. They rely too much on talking over everything. And there are moments when you should just sit back and let the visuals tell the tale.
Yeah.
Bob Cole was a master at that.
Yeah. You know, as you talked about him, another name comes to my mind, and he's about to retire, if he's not retired already, Vern Lundquist, very popular broadcaster over here, has done college basketball, college football, NFL, and one of his iconic roles is, I believe, doing the 16th hole at Augusta and working all these golf tournaments.
Yes, that's right. If I had to compare Bob Cole, now again, he was doing a single sport, so that makes it a little hard to compare.
Yeah.
But I would put him on the same tier as Al Michaels, where, you know, he can tell a story, let it breathe. You know, he doesn't have to keep talking.
Right.
You know, and again, that's a lost art, really, because you're there for the players and the playing, not for the announcers, generally speaking.
Yeah. You know? So, but yes, I came across a YouTube video. Some guy does, you know, this announcer's 50's greatest calls. So, you know, they go through a lot of them. Some of the scenes, I remember, what is it? Alabama Auburn, I think, when, Auburn missed a field goal as time expired, and, Auburn receiver was under the uprights and ran it all the way across to the end for a touchdown to end the game. Vern was on that call. And according to this guy, his favorite call was when Tiger Woods put it on the green 1 year at Augusta, and the golf ball just sat in the lip of the hole for a few seconds and then dropped in. And he went, oh!
Yeah. Now I'll be honest. I mean, Vern Lundquist, because I don't follow college basketball or football.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, golf, unfortunately, because Papa Canuck was so involved in it, I actually pretty much am like allergic to it. It's like, no,
yeah.
No, because again, what golf did for me was my dad was out the door at, 3:30 in the morning, sometimes earlier in the summertime.
Mm, yeah.
So, but again, Vern Lundquist has that iconic voice and that ability to just let it breathe.
Yeah. So, yeah, just, you can see, especially in golf, who won't speak too much. And then, you have those classic guys, and then, well, then you have Tony Romo in The Big Game right at the end, which is completely different. Let it breathe.
I, you know what? I mean, Romo to me is the type of announcer who is like that loudmouth at a bar that won't shut up. As the loudmouth gets drunker and drunker, it's just like, okay, stop talking before I shove a pretzel up your nose. And that's probably the most, humane thing I might think of at the time. So it's like, ugh.
A wonderful tribute to a Canadian legend. Thanks for that, Neff. And I also, something about Bree's trip that I just wanted to bring up real quick. Our visit to the Chinese hot pot restaurant. That was the first time any of us tried a hot pot, and we were kind of lost in the beginning, but then slowly and surely tried to find our way. Have you ever done hot pot, Neff?
No, that's something I'd like to try, assuming that, I don't actually end up, with, scalding oil or anything like that on my hands, because that would kind of suck.
So you get a touch screen, almost like you do in Cura. But the difference is with this touchscreen, you have to put your whole order in, on the first shot. Your main courses, your appetizers, your drinks, everything in one shot, basically.
But you have to figure out how hungry you are at the start. That's
exactly. We ended up choosing two dipping broads, I guess they call them, for the hot pot. And we were so impatient, we just started dipping stuff right away. We're even though they were hot, we kind of have to wait for them to, boil up a little more. But once we had them, oh boy, out of this world. We had two thinly sliced meats, one of which was a Wagyu beef. We also had a plate of... inari, like tofu skins, something, that I would have on my, inari sushi. And oh my goodness. And we also had, there were some vegetables and one of the broths as well. And so we had, you can choose one broth, two or three. We ended up choosing two. We ended up choosing tomato broth and a pork broth, bean curds, right? And a pork broth as well, which was clear. And had a lot of vegetables in it. And yes, we tried to, we did our best trying to cook everything. And then, of course, when you sit in the pot for a while and everything's boiling, everything cooks 1, 2, 3, at least the meat. And then, the vegetables, they follow along pretty quickly. Very, very delicious. And we were encouraged to go to this appetizer bar where we could have all these Chinese snacks. A lot of gummy bear pouches were there too. So at the end, the waiter was like, come with me. We were telling him how much we appreciated his help and, getting us started with all this. And he said, yeah, you should come. All these, you can have all these. So the appetizer and dip bar was unlimited. And only costs like $3 per person. So we were like grabbing all the stuff before we left.
Nice.
And then I think my dip, I had a soy sauce. with sesame seeds and a little bit of garlic mixed into it. And I forgot what Brie had for hers. But we had the meat. We took it and, you know, swished it around. And then sometimes we would dip it into the sauce. It was pretty nice. We also had udon noodles. And I tried cooking them in the tomato broth. There's probably a better way to have done that. Because, I come out and I'm messing up my plate with all this tomato sauce. All right, so Brie had spring onions as a garnish instead of garlic. Okay, that's right. So, but it kind of reminds me of some of the Korean and Japanese places I've been to before, where you don't swish it inside a hot pot, but you just cook it on top of a grill, and it kind of cooks right away. We did that in one restaurant, Brie and I, in Japan, I believe.
Yeah, actually, they've opened a restaurant like that around Square One. I was there last December with the board of my condominium, and it was like excellent food, but oh my God, there was so much food. By the time we were finished, I'm like waddling back to my car going, I hope the car doesn't complain there are two people in the front seat.
All right.
Because that's what it felt like. Whoa.
We went with Neff too. Okay, that's right. Yeah, we went with you when we visited.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so I was trying to remember if you had seen that one. Yeah. Because it was like I say, this one was, they did an, I can't remember, did they do the whole production, like with the toys and all that? I don't think so.
Korean barbecue.
Yeah. No, in this case, there was a whole production, including, you know, some sleight of hand tricks, including, you know, when he's frying eggs, all of a sudden there's this toy bird that's, you know, bouncing around on the hot plate, and we're going,
right,
holy mackerel.
So yes, a lot of wonderful stores. I mean, there's also a Miniso there that we went into, which is a miniature version of a Daiso. There's a full Daiso in another mall that's a few blocks away, and I think if we had extra time, we would have swung over there. But no, we had our fill, you know, between there and Mitsuha. And of course, the most important thing, pepperoni pizza from the local pizzeria over here.
Ah, yes, real New York pizza. Not like the stuff they try to serve us up here that they claim is New York style pizza.
Hey, but still, the one we had in Niagara Falls wasn't too bad at all.
Well, no, that one was good. But like I said, there are local chains to me around, you know, my building where they say it's New York style pizza. And I'm going, the only thing New York about it is the fact that, you know, it makes you say, you know, naughty words.
Did you go to Teppanyaki Benihana? Yeah, I've been, and I know there are, well, there used to be a Teppanyaki close to where I live. There might be one or two in Flushing, I'm sure, now, but, you know, nothing really close to me like there used to be. There used to be a chain called, well, it still exists out on Long Island, Shiro. That was our local joint. Yes, I have to look around now and see if there's any other places like that around here. I think there's one around near you, right, Neff?
I think so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Trying to remember. I mean, the problem for me is that I don't usually go out by myself. And, you know, a few times I have folks with me. It's like, okay, let's find something that, you know, everybody will, you know, at least like, maybe not love, but like, which is always a bit of a, you know, bit of a gamble.
Right. Well, the next time I see you, or you come here, we'll have to see what happens. I'm reading in the news about this new, the new FAA, I want to say it's the FAA, regulations now that, you know, you have to require or to disclose all ancillary fees when you book travel, like luggage fees and whatnot, and also, you know, protections if you have delayed connections, missed flights, that sort of thing.
Well, they tried to implement that stuff up here. Well, they have implemented it, but the problem is the airlines are getting really good at figuring out ways to, you know, make sure they don't have to pay. One of the key ones is they say, well, you were delayed for safety reasons. So the problem with that is safety reasons is almost a get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
So they throw it around like crazy and the government's like, no, what do you mean? No, no. What you mean safety? You know, and the airlines are hemming and hawing and going, so it's like, yeah, cat and mouse game. The problem is the mice keep getting smarter.
I remember Bree's flight home. She was telling me was delayed. I believe they had to replace a light on the plane somewhere.
Well, let me put it this way. The FAA is worried about a light on a plane. They should be worried about making sure the doors stay on the plane, or at least the plugs of the doors.
Neff made this joke to me because we're going to attempt to do a flight simulator stream in the future, hopefully before things get busy on my end. And we're having a new plane skinned. It is the Boeing 787-9, also known as the Dreamliner. And it's going to have Sarah Nyumemi on the tail. So hopefully we'll give that for a spin. And Neff's joke was make sure no door plugs blow off, like what happened in the 737 a few months ago.
Now, I'm curious, is that one going to have the, like, fully detailed interior?
I'm not sure. Planes in Flight Simulator do, others don't. I'm not sure about this one. At least you're going to see how it looks on the outside.
Okay. I only ask because I have flown on a 787-9 over to Europe, and I was in the pods in business class. And I'll tell you something. That made a 7-plus-hour flight a lot more bearable than being shoved back into the, you know, the cattle car area. Ick.
Yep. So once we get things straightened out with that, we'll let you guys know as per usual. Now on to the Asian front, Neff, a little more. I will comment to you that Bree and I have just finished watching, finally, Squid Game. You heard of that? Have you seen it?
I've heard of it, and I think I might want to try it, but I've also seen some spoilers that make me go, this might be a little not on my wheelhouse, but we'll have to see.
Yes, 456 competitors in South Korea who are down on their luck get a chance to play games for a chance to win a big prize. Of course, if they fail, they're dead.
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, like, okay, it's one thing, you know, you are the weakest link, goodbye. It's another thing, it's goodbye, you're the weakest link, bang. You know, like, ugh.
And we had a lot of the feels when we watched it. And now, I don't know if we'll watch this series. There is a Squid Game reality series. Although I don't think anybody dies in that one.
Well, you kind of hope not, because that would kind of, you know, erode confidence, you know, in that very quickly. Ugh.
Yes, but I'd be interested to look at that and see, you know, how much of a homage they play to the original Squid Game drama series. We're still also going through Restaurant to Another World. The anime, we're finishing up the second season, which I think that is it for that anime. I also showed her Crossing Time while she visited, like the 3-minute episodes about people and having conversations while at a railroad crossing in Japan. It's also a manga.
I'm trying to remember. I might have come across that at one point. Problem is, when you read as much manga as I do, everything tends to blend together after a while.
What's new in the manga and anime department for you, sir?
Let's see. I'm just trying to think what I've read that's brand new. And that's... you know what? The problem for me is I'm reading a lot of stuff that's been continuing. For example, the new Komi Can Communicate manga volume came out.
Right.
I picked up another volume of Chained Soldier, which is one of those manga where it's like, yeah, okay. And the anime is almost as bad, but they managed to tone it down just enough that it won't get, you know, turned straight into a hentai. But
yeah.
And what else? Oh, I tried to watch another episode of Grandpa and Grandma Get Young Again, but unfortunately got interrupted. It was like, okay, I'm going to watch this and sit down. And all of a sudden the phone goes off. It's like, oh. So that's definitely on my list of things to watch on the weekend, assuming that I have physio in the morning. And I kind of sort of think that Anime North is begging for volunteers to help with envelope stuffing to send out badges. Mm. I might pop in there for an hour or two to see how my shoulder likes that.
All right. I know something high on all of our lists is the Spy Family movie that was released last week, actually. I haven't seen how well it's done, though.
You know, the funny part was, unfortunately, they only advertised it in my social media feed literally the day before it was to be released in Canada, mm-hmm. at the local Cineplex Odeon Theater. And if I had had more time, I could have arranged to go, because they were handing out like pencil boards.
Ooh.
And I'm going, if I could have gotten a couple of those,
mm-hmm.
and thrown those in the auction,
mm-hmm.
cha-ching. Cha-ching.
I'm looking up real quick. Let's see.
Mm.
It grossed $98 million.
That is not bad at all for an animated film from Japan.
Right. Oh, hold on a second. Whoa, was that in... let's see.
Hold on here. Now I'm curious.
No. I'm reading fake news, which came up as the first result in Google. Can you believe that?
Oof. It looks okay, and I'm looking here, and because I'm in Canada, it actually says that it's still showing in a couple of cinemas.
$5 million. That's more like it.
I was going to say, holy moly, like, wait a minute.
But shame on Google that I'm looking on Google and this is the first thing that I get. Like, why would it give me this result? Some sort of spoof article written by somebody at the University of North Carolina.
Okay. And when I look through Google, I get things like, you know, the Showtimes, clips from the movie. And then, of course, the first question that I see people also ask, is Spy X Family Code White canon? And what does it say? The film is non-canon to the main series, making it a standalone option for both fans and newcomers. I'm like, okay. Now, let's see. It says, is it on Netflix? Okay, well, in Canada... or in the U.S., it's going to eventually head to Hulu or Disney Plus.
Okay.
I don't know which yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be curious to see what happens to Canada because, again, Canada, you know, when it comes to animated features, it's really weird. You know, we sometimes get them in the theaters, but when it comes to a streaming option,
right.
And quickly speaking of streaming.
Yeah.
And we were talking about hockey earlier on. We have now lost one of the Rogers broadcasts to a streaming service. The Monday night hockey game is now going to be in Canada on Amazon Prime Video.
Oh.
And I'm going, uh-oh, this is the thin edge of the wedge.
Yeah.
Because if Amazon does well with this, the rights come up in 2 years. And I could see Amazon going, you know what? We made some coin with just one game a week. What if we buy them all? And if they want to, they can squash Bell and Rogers. I mean, CBC wouldn't even be in the running at that point. But they could squash them both and say, you know what? You little children go away. We're just going to take it all.
Hockey night in the internet?
Hockey night in the Amazon. crime.
No, that would be a big change if that were to happen. Your marquee sports show goes online. I don't think they would let that happen, though, right?
Well, you know what? When Rogers bought things back in, can't remember when the year that deal went down, I thought, it was going to be pretty much game over. But here's the problem. Rogers compared to Amazon, we're talking an ant next to a gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
And the gorilla is hungry, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying, Rogers has lost their shirt on this deal, which is why they sublicensed the 2 years of the Monday night game. But as I said, I think they're basically setting themselves up for, if it does well with Amazon, Amazon might just go, we'll just do what Apple TV did.
Mm-hmm.
Just buy it all. Because remember, Apple TV bought MLS, right?
Yeah.
Now, Apple TV did sublicense a couple of games to TSN a week.
Mm.
But generally speaking, if you want to watch MLS, Major League Soccer, it's Apple TV Plus or bust.
Mm.
So that's why I say I think Rogers has opened a Pandora's box on themselves that they're not going to like the results.
Mm. So, something that time will tell. And Caldith says it's akin to losing Thursday night football to streaming. Yeah, I could see that too.
That's essentially the thing. I mean, it's on that level because if they had lost, for example, the Saturday night games, there'd be riots in the streets.
Right.
Monday night games are a little less problematic.
Mm-hmm.
Although for folks like me who play for Sportsnet Plus, which advertises themselves as the home of hockey, this is a nice punch in the face.
Yeah.
And of course, they're going to, not lower the cost of the yearly subscription. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they raise it, even though they're losing that content. They're losing WWE from January 1st to Netflix in Canada. And it's just like, you guys aren't broadcasters anymore. You're just,
Wow. Speaking about streaming, signing up and streaming and stuff, I can shuffle off real quick to, sign up for Spotify like we discussed before while you go over the closing commentary.
If you have any questions, concerns, compliments, or complaints about this podcast or anything you see on Extreme Anime Radio, drop us a line at extremeanimeradio@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. To find our social media links, go to linktree.com/anime radio. There you'll find our Facebook account, our X account, our Instagram account, our Discord server, our Twitch streams, and our YouTube channel. And archived versions of this podcast are available at anchor.fm/anime radio.
So, we'll see in the coming weeks how things are going with the streams. That we have nothing scheduled for after this tonight when we're broadcasting, just because it's been a long day for me and my, I'm getting brain dead already. At least that's how I feel. in the coming weeks, hopefully we'll get some stuff together. Maybe a flight simulator stream, maybe even a train simulator stream, because next week, the people who make Train Sim World is one of the games I play from time to time, is releasing their version of the Long Island Railroad, which is something that Bree and I took when we visited. Oh, that's another thing, Neff. The new Long Island Railroad terminal in Grand Central.
Ooh, so you're going to choose to stream that, right?
Yeah. But
sorry, folks, it's what I do.
That's how we felt kind of getting to the train, because the new Long Island Railroad concourse is so deep underground. Oh my goodness. Have you ever taken, when you've gone abroad, or maybe they have them in Toronto, have you ever been on very, very long and steep escalators?
I think, well, Switzerland especially, because they go up and they go down, especially in the mountains. But I'm just trying to think, in Toronto, there aren't that many. I mean, I know, as I say, in Switzerland, like Zurich, for example, to go from one terminal to the other, you are in an underground train and you are deep underground.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you get to that train, it's not like you're in hell, but Satan says hello to you as you get on the train. That's how low you're going.
So yeah, we have escalators down, and then the big escalator that takes you down to where the tracks are and everything. And you have to go through two sets of double doors just to, you know, maintain, I guess, something with the air pressure as you go down. So yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to ask this just because I have a personal stake in that. How does that work for folks who need like elevators?
They have elevators, yes.
But is it like one just long elevator down and you just, you know?
I think it might be a series of elevators, to be honest.
Oh, I was going to say it would be like that elevator shaft in Neon Genesis Evangelion, you know?
Yeah.
Down, 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 down. Oh, there's Unit 1. Down, 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 down. Uh-oh, there's Lilith. Ugh.
So my recommendation is if you want to leave from Grand Central on a Long Island Railroad train, and the train leaves at 4:30, I would give yourself 20 or 30 minutes to get down to the platforms.
Yikes.
I know Bree can agree with me on that, but no, there's a version of the Long Island Railroad that they're releasing for Train Sim World. So that could very well be a candidate for us to stream. And maybe also, a flight simulator as well. Maybe, if we had more time, we could get together a trip in the propeller plane, the DC-6. Oh, and I lost Neff again. Okay. I'm still streaming, and we lost Neff because Discord crashed. Wow. At least I think that's what happened. So, oh boy. Should I wait for him to come back, or should I just end the stream? Yeah, maybe I'll wait for him to come back. No, I'm still streaming normally, and everybody I think can still see me go. And I'm gonna message Neff. All right, you guys can just to be sure. If you guys can see me okay, please let me know. Yeah, you still on Neff Rose. Oh, boy. So, anywho, yes, we could talk more about the upcoming streams. I was about to say at the end of all this that nothing has borked here and my stream is still going. But unfortunately, I can't say the same thing for Neff. But no, hopefully we can get some more of these graphic-intensive streams up for you guys in the future so that we don't run into any problems like you've seen us run into before. Because games like, they don't happen to when we do like American Truck Simulator once in a while. Those seem to run smoothly and I can just run it on one computer. But others like Flight Simulator, they just take up all the graphics memory. So, you know, I've had thoughts about maybe, I don't know if maybe I can upgrade the CPU. I can, but that'll be a little bit more of a task. I just upgraded it, I think, last year. It may be a case of me building a new rig. And I also thought about maybe getting some extra gear for Flight Simulator as well. So we have to see how that turns out. Are you with us, Neff? I believe he's trying to connect. Let's see where this goes with Neff. But we're close to when we have to end the show anyway, so I think I'll just hang out here and wait for Neff to come back. Well, there you are, sir. Did Discord die on you again?
Apparently so. It decided to, you know, randomly, spontaneously combust.
And I was about to say, before you broke away, my internet didn't randomly, spontaneously combust because I have had zero drop frames according to this.
Okay, so I'm not sure what my issue is because literally, like I said, Discord decided to lose its marbles, This time when I killed it in Task Manager and waited a second and mm-hmm. restarted it, it's fine, except it did try to act like it couldn't hear me for about half a click. So I'm like, okay, did a Discord update break something or?
But anywho, what were you saying?
No, I was going to say, I'm just going to check something on the off chance because I have a bad feeling. This is one of those where it's like, okay, you want to check on Windows Update and see just to see if. No, I will not download a preview on a production machine. Are you mental? It's like, sure, let's have you on your own machine, on your main machine, run a beta version of Windows 11. And I'm like going, no, I don't think so.
Yeah. We'll just talk about Flight Simulator, and then hopefully we can get some Flight Sim streams that they're graphics intensive. And when you broke away, I was talking about the DC-6, which is the prop liner, which is in Flight Simulator that I purchased several years back. So if you want to fly a prop liner, you know, that could be arranged, but that will probably take a while because you have to go through a lot more stuff on a prop liner than you would, say, in an Airbus A350.
Yeah, and a prop liner DC-6, I mean, that's so old that they have, like, ashtrays in the seats, like in, yes. in the seat arms.
Yes. But I know Red Bull still flies one for tours.
I'm floored because I'm just thinking about the stresses on the airframe, and I'm going,
oh, yeah,
that's got to be an old plane, and it's got to have a lot of miles on it, and no thank you, sir. I prefer my planes not older than I am.
I'll share with you a quick tidbit. As I researched, old planes from old timetables, I came across, and I might have shown you the video, Neff, of the NFB in review one from like the 50s.
Yeah, I think you've shown us that, yeah.
So that was the Canadian Pacific, the airline, not the train, Canadian Pacific that went from Vancouver to Tokyo, and it had to stop to refuel in Cold Bay, Alaska.
Yes, back in the day when, you know, you couldn't quite carry enough fuel to go all the way.
Right.
So, and now you have planes that'll go from, you know, New York to Sydney, Australia in one shot. And you're just going...
In a few years, yeah. But, no, I've mentioned... you know, there may be some things I can do going down the line, like maybe put a new rig together. I still have the ability to upgrade this CPU to something a little more powerful, so I could do that as well. Like, say, going from maybe a Ryzen 7 to a Ryzen 9, it will give a little bit more oomph on the CPU compared to what I have now, 105 watts compared to 65.
Ah, and you can roast marshmallows, too, on the side.
Yes. So, just different things. And, you know, this is something that, you know, this may not happen soon because, again, we're getting close to the point where I'm going to be away for 2.5 months. And I don't think I'm going to bring this whole rig with me. And that was the reason I also mentioned before about maybe looking into a laptop. I'm not sure if that's going to happen before I go, but we'll see. But no, I think that's for another time.
I'm looking at it and I'm going, if I need a new one now, it's going to have to be one of those mini PCs. It's just no.
I hear you. Well, anyway, folks, now that Neff's is back, we can close the show. So thank you so much for watching and listening to us. This is the last stream of the week. We have nothing going on after tonight because I'm probably going to crash. And then probably next week, Tuesday, probably, we will try to go back to Ace Attorney, hopefully finish Ace Attorney, and then maybe move to something else. Liz mentioned maybe going back to Rift Tracks. that game. And there was that sound game, Earwax, I thought of as well, Liz, that maybe we could touch up on again.
Sounds like a plan.
So, we will keep you posted as per usual on social media and also on our Discord. And we also have some other content with our mascots coming out as well. And hopefully, I'm planning in a few weeks, hopefully we can get some of the wonderful people together from across the Atlantic. Maybe we can get together some sort of Mario Kart stream for one of those afternoons in May where I may have some time off. So we will keep you posted on that as the date gets closer. But in the meantime, until we see you likely at the end of April, Benef, I'm JR. Thanks for watching and listening to us. Streams will be end of April. The podcast probably comes back in May. So remember,
keep on looking out for the Streamer Radio Twitch streams, and don't forget to check out our podcasts at anchor.fm/anime radio or your favorite podcasting platform. Good night, everybody.
Good night. We'll see you next time.
Got him.